For most people, life is about taking care of responsibilities. We go to work, we try to balance the checkbook, and we try to spend time with family. For most of us, taking care of our families is the most important part. When you're caring for your children, you're really caring for our future. And when you care for a parent or an Aunt Thelma, you're caring about our past. Both are important, and none of us would trade one for the other. I think the same is true if you're governor of Illinois. You take care of your responsibilities, you balance the budget and pay the state's bills on time, you deal with problems honestly, and you want to leave the state in a better position than when you came in to office. It's what our parents did for us and what we ought to do for our children. That's why I believe that a governor's first priorities are making sure our children's education is not shortchanged, and making sure our seniors and working families are not forced to pay higher and higher property taxes in order to fund our schools. Our schools are really the thread that hold our social fabric together. It's where we not only teach reading and writing, but we teach honesty and fairness and respect. Our schools are where we build the communities of the future. But we can't build the communities of the future on the backs of overburdened property taxpayers. On one of the school bus trips that we took, I met a young woman who told me about the problems at her school in Chicago Heights. It seems that the taxpayers just couldn't take another property tax increase, and so they said no to a school referendum. And you can't really blame them. They had done their part and more. But as a result, she said, computer classes were canceled, programs slashed, teachers laid off, even homecoming might be canceled. Part of that school disappeared. It's time for the state to live up to its constitutional responsibility to fund education. Our children need better schools, and our seniors and working families, and yes, our businesses also need lower property taxes. My education plan delivers both. My plan provides $1 billion for better schools and the biggest property tax cut in the history of the state of Illinois, and I have been honest about how I will pay for it. Jim Edgar has failed the state's responsibility to fund our schools, and he has failed our property taxpayers. That's the Jim Edgar legacy. The state share of school funding has fallen to its lowest level in recent history, while property taxes are now the highest in history. But that's not the only place Governor Edgar has let us down. The fear of crime hangs over our children, our families, and our senior citizens. And yet Jim Edgar has done nothing to make us feel safer than we were 4 years ago. Are we safer because Jim Edgar quit the fight to ban assault weapons? Are we safer because he expanded early release? Are we safer because he cut the state police by 25%? Has he, in fact, done anything to make our communities safer? So when talk turns to crime, Jim Edgar turns to the death penalty. And what he is really trying to say to you is that I cannot be tough on crime. Women cannot be tough on crime. Governor Edgar, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Ask any woman. It's women who walk down the street looking over their shoulders, clutching something in their hands, changing routes and schedules because we fear violence. Just this week, as a matter of fact, one of my campaign staff was mugged leaving the office. And women are the chief victims of domestic violence, one of the most frequent crimes of all. Women do know what crime is all about. But it will take more than the death penalty to make women and everyone else in this state safer than they were 4 years ago. That's where we need leadership.
Your time
it's time
is up.
For a change.